It's a standoff between the world's most prestigious tennis tournament and the sport's global governing bodies. Both the ATP and WTA tours have stripped Wimbledon of ranking points, meaning players won't be able to earn any here this year because the tournament banned players from Russia and Belarus. Wimbledon says it had no option but to exclude them under UK government guidance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a statement put out by the club on Friday, it called the decision not to award points disproportionate in the context of the exceptional and extreme circumstances, going on to say that it was damaging to all players who compete on the tour. The ATP and WTA have allowed players from Russia and Belarus to compete as neutrals, including at the Paris Open starting on Sunday. The ATP's put out a statement explaining why it was effectively turning Wimbledon into an exhibition tournament. It says the ability for players of any nationality to enter tournaments based on merit and without discrimination is fundamental to our tour. Wimbledon's ban ruled out top players, including men's world number two Daniil Medvedev from Russia and last year's women's semi-finalist Arina Sabalenka from Belarus. Serbia's Novak Djokovic is one of several players to have criticised the ban. Now he's set to lose his world number one status as he can't get the 2,000 points he earned by winning here last year. But experts don't predict a boycott.
It's really an interesting sort of play of power, and we'll see sort of who has the strength and the leverage here. But I think Wimbledon feels as though they are the most prestigious event. You'll notice that no players are boycotting. It's not as though the players who, they might be angry, but they're not angry enough to stay home.
The All England Lawn Tennis Club says it's considering its options and is in discussions with its Grand Slam colleagues. But the reverberations from its decision are likely to be felt for some time to come. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.